faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's Superman!
Kellogg's Pep! Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, presents
The Adventures of Superman. Today, vowing vengeance on Perry White, Jimmy Olsen, and his young nephew Chuck, Matt Riggs attempts to make the Unity House baseball field an arena of death.
Hello there, gang. This is your pal, Dan McCullough. You know, when we start off this show with P.E.T. Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, we're not talking through our hats, no, sir, because Kellogg's Pep and Old Man's Son sure do have something in common. For one thing, the way they brighten up breakfast. Why, just one look at a sunny, golden-toasted bowl of Kellogg's Pep, and your appetite wakes up smiling. You can hardly wait to start eating. Then, when you sample that first spoonful, all crisp and toasty and delicious, you know that you're going to go for this dish. And did I say delicious? Why, believe me, gang, Kellogg's Pep is on the sunbeam, loaded with the sparkling sunshine flavor that's mighty keen. You'll keep right on eating until you've polished off every tender flake in your bowl. And that's the smart thing to do, you know, especially nowadays when we don't want to waste cereal. Because whole wheat is one of the grains picked out to go to fellas and girls all over the world. So get hep to Pep, gang. When Mom brings Kellogg's Pep home from the grocer's, make sure it's not wasted. Handle with care is the idea if you pour your own Pep. And eat up every bit you pour out. And say, pass the word along to the rest of your family, too. Just remember, eat all your Pep. Don't waste it.
And now, the adventures of Superman. Due to the efforts of Superman, a group of hate mongers and terrorists has been broken up. And most of its cowardly leaders are in jail. But Matt Riggs, the vicious head of the band, is still at large. Wild with rage at his nephew Chuck, who had revealed his identity to Superman, Riggs determined to do away with the boy, and with editor Perry White and Jimmy Olsen, whose testimony can send him to jail for life. Discovering that all three objects of his hate would be at a baseball game for the boys' championship of Metropolis gave the half-mad fanatic his opportunity. Everything looked just right, with Jimmy Olsen managing the Unity House team, Chuck Riggs pitching, and Perry White watching the game from a box. Now, while police keep sharp watch over the crowded stadium, Matt Riggs lies a block away on a high roof overlooking the playing field, a long-range rifle equipped with telescopic sights is in his hand. He's accompanied by a seedy, ferret-faced man named Lou. Listen.
Olsen's sitting on the end of the bench. I'll get him first.
Oh, blast it.
What's the matter, Matt?
Some big guy walked over there and stood right in front of Olsen. He's still standing there.
Then get your big mouth nephew, Chuck. He's all alone on the pitcher's mound.
Look, I've got to get Chuck and Olsen and Perry White, you sap.
Sure, I know, but...
Yeah, and they all have to be in the clear at the same time before I shoot.
Why do they?
Why? Because there'll be a flash in the gun that'll give us away when I fire. I gotta pick them off one, two, three, just like that. So we can get away before the cops get here.
Oh.
Wait. The big guy is walking away. Now... Doggone it.
Now what?
Oh, don't you see the players gathering around Chuck on the mound?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was watching Olsen. What happened?
That other team got a couple of hits, I guess, and the Unity players are talking it over with Chuck. Yeah. Sure, there goes Olsen out to join the party.
Chris, I wish you'd get this over with, Matt. I got the jumps.
Well, it won't be long now. I'll get those three rats, and then we can be going.
You sure you can hit them from way up here, huh?
Am I sure? Didn't I tell you I can knock down a running bear at 1,000 yards? Well, this job is a cinch. I'll get White, then Olsen, and then that double-crossing nephew of mine, just like I said I would. Wait and see.
As Matt Riggs lies waiting on the nearby roof, Jimmy Olsen, unaware of his peril, fidgets nervously on the Unity House bench as he speaks to Clark Kent.
I'm worried, Kent.
So am I, Jim.
It's only the first inning, and Metropolis High got 2 runs already.
Oh, that.
What do you mean, oh, that? Chuck is nervous as a wet hen. Oh, boy, if only we had Tommy Lee pitching for us today.
Uh-huh. Can't see him anywhere.
Can't see who?
Matt Riggs.
Matt Riggs?
Mm-hmm.
But,
Gee whiz, you think he's here?
I don't know, Jim. Inspector Henderson is certain he couldn't get into the stadium without being spotted, but I'm worried.
My head, we got a head. Come on now, Frankie, drive him home. Aren't you excited, Mr. Kent?
Oh, yeah, sure I am, Jim, but I'd be a lot happier if I knew where Matt Riggs is.
Up here much longer, Matt. I'm getting the jitters. Come on, get it over with and let's blow, will you?
Oh, take it easy, will you, Lou?
Take it easy, nothing. Supposing somebody sees us up here and calls the cops. There's cops all over the stadium.
Will you cut it out? Nobody can see us up here in this roof.
I ain't so sure. Look, you had a dozen chances to shoot. What are you waiting for?
I told you, didn't I? I'm not shooting until I can get White and Olsen and Chuck all in the clear. So I can get them with just three quick shots.
But all three of them are never in the clear at the same time.
They will be, though. And just as soon as they are, I'll let them have it.
Well, must have home run tied the score, and Chuck Riggs seems to be settling down. Looks better for Unity House now, Kent.
That's right, Chief.
If only what?
Oh, nothing.
So why do you keep walking around? Sit down here.
Oh, thanks. I'd rather stand. If anything happens, I'll be ready.
Ready? Ready for what?
I wish I knew. Frankly, I'm worried about Matt Riggs, Chief.
Well, that rotten apple is far away from here by now.
I don't know.
He knows the police and the FBI are looking for him. Now, sit down, Kent, and forget about Matt Riggs.
I can't forget him. I've got a powerful hunch he's nearby.
Oh, nonsense. Inspector Henderson's men are at every entrance and scattered through the stand. If Riggs is stupid enough to try and get in here, they'd grab him.
I suppose so, but...
Wait, what's that?
Our boy just struck out, if that's what you mean.
No, there was a strange flash of light up that way.
Flash of light?
Yeah, like the sun reflecting... There it is again.
I don't see anything.
No, it's gone now, but... Great Scott!
What? What is it, Ken?
On that roof. I'll see you later, Chief.
Now, man, the kind of glasses is gone from in front of White Fox.
Yeah, I see it. Chuck and Olsen still standing by the bench.
Yeah, let's see. They're walking away from each other, but they're all alone. Clear shot.
Yeah, okay. All right. Here's where those three rats get theirs. First, Mr. Perry White.
His mad, slate-colored eyes blazing, Matt Riggs takes careful aim at Perry White. Then slowly his finger curls around the trigger of his rifle. We'll be back in a moment for the exciting climax of today's episode. So stand by.
Say, gang, I'll bet you're going to want to let out a cheer when you hear this. It's this week's brand new Pep dish of the week. And is it slick? Listen, it's called a Peach Rocket. Yes, sir, that's right, a Peach Rocket, featuring Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine cereal, in a nifty new way. Here's how it goes. You take firm ripe slices of fresh peaches and line the sides of your bowl with them, you know, so they're pointing up like rockets. Then pour on your serving of Kellogg's Pep so the tips of the peaches still shoot up at the top. Add milk and sugar, and there's your Peach Rocket, one of the dozens of ways Kellogg's Pep can give breakfast a lift. Mm-mm. Will your appetite skyrocket when you latch onto that keen sunshine flavor, when you sample Pep's tender toasted crispness? Why, you'll get such a bang out of eating Kellogg's Pep, you'll keep right at it until you've polished up your bowl clean as a whistle. And that's one way to keep from wasting it, you know. Another way is to pour it out carefully. Because wasting cereal is not a good idea, particularly nowadays when the cereal grains are being sent to fellows and girls overseas. And say, keep an eye on your younger brothers and sisters, too. Remember, eat all your Pep. Don't waste it.
As Matt Riggs, lying on a high roof overlooking the Metropolis Stadium, took careful aim at Perry White, who was sitting in a box on the field, Clark Kent was behind the stand, stripping off his business suit to stand revealed in the blue costume and red cape of Superman.
Matt Riggs on that roof with a rifle. He's aiming at Perry White. He's firing. Got to stop that bullet. Away!
Like a flashing comet, Superman streaks above the grandstand, then swoops down to snatch the whistling bullet just before it reaches the unsuspecting Perry White.
Got it. Firing again. At Jimmy this time. Away!
Coiling in midair, the Man of Steel straightens out and rockets across the diamond, seizing another leaden pellet from the air before it strikes Jimmy Olsen. Then,
two out. Now for the third. Hoy!
Swerving, Superman flashes to the pitcher's mound at the speed of light, plucks a deadly bullet from the air as it is about to strike Chuck. Then, without pausing, he soars up from the stadium to the roof. where Matt Riggs, a look of fury on his face, is about to fire his rifle again.
Oh, no, you won't, Riggs.
What are you doing?
Three strikes are out. I'll take that rifle.
Look, Matt, look! Superman!
Right. Give me that gun, I said.
No, I won't.
Struggling won't help you, Matt.
Let me go. Let me go. I'm going to kill
you. You're all through killing, my friend, and you're all through with all your other dirty work. Come on, now. Under my arm with you. You too, mister.
No, let me go. I didn't do nothing.
Tell that to the judge. All set for the city jail? Here we go. Up and away!
Leaping from the roof with Matt Riggs and his henchman under his arm, Superman streaks with them to police headquarters. A short time later, once more in his guise as the mild-mannered reporter Clark Kent, he is back in the stadium to stand beside Perry White as the gray-haired editor distributes small gold baseballs, emblematic of the boys' baseball championship of Metropolis, to the victorious Unity House players.
You boys of Unity House have done a fine job, and I'm proud of you. You've not only proved that you're the best baseball team, but you've proved that youngsters of different races and creeds can work and play together successfully. In the American way.
Well said, Chief.
Yes, sir.
Well, boys, now it's up to us.
Excuse me for interrupting, Mr. White, but Chuck here wants me to tell you something.
Well, come on, Chuck. Speak for yourself.
No, wait, Mr. Kent.
Huh?
Well, he's afraid it'll sound like he's grandstanding if he says it himself. I can see what he means, so I said I'd talk for him.
Oh, I see. Well, what is it, Jim?
Well, Chuck feels like he doesn't deserve this gold baseball.
What?
Well,
what kind of nonsense is that? Of course he does.
Certainly, he pitched a fine game.
Sure, that's what I told him. But he says Tommy Lee would have pitched the game if Chuck's uncle and his dirty gang hadn't broken his pitching arm. Besides, Tommy coached him through the game. So, well, he wants you to give his gold baseball to Tommy.
And I say that's very decent of you, Chuck, but
now, let me talk, Kent. It is decent of you, Chuck, but it won't be necessary. Because, you see, I've had another gold baseball made for Tommy.
Oh.
Now, I'd like all of you boys to come with me to deliver it to him. Now, what do you say?
Oh, huh? Gee, that's swell, Chief.
Certainly is.
Oh.
Filing into taxi cab, Perry White, Clark Kent, Jimmy Olsen, and the happy Unity House players drive to Tommy Lee's house. And so, another Superman adventure has come to a close. But even now, at this very moment, because the forces of greed and evil never rest, a great and menacing adventure is building swiftly to further tax the Man of Steel's powers. In the tiny hamlet of Squeen Run, Ohio, a man sits at a telegraph key, green eyeshade low on his forehead, and methodically transcribes a message which is being routed through his station due to line trouble elsewhere. Suddenly the man stiffens, reads the message before him, then leaps to his feet and rushes to the telephone.
Get me the Daily Planet newspaper in Metropolis, operator. Hurry, please, hurry. This is a matter of life or death.
His eyes literally popping from his head, his breathing labored. The telegrapher in Tiny Squeen Run waits for his long-distance call to the Daily Planet to be put through. What foreshadowing of great danger did he read in that telegram? Don't fail to be with us tomorrow, fellows and girls, when we begin a brand new and exciting Superman story, packed with action, mystery, thrills, and Horatio F. Horn, the funniest detective you've ever heard of. So be sure to tune in, same time, same station.
And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep.
For excitement, the adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC comic magazines and is brought to you Monday through Friday at this same time by Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal. Say, gang, talk about famous names. Why, Kellogg is the greatest name in cereals, and Kellogg makes Kellogg's Shredded Wheat, crisp, tender biscuits that are full up with natural nut-sweet flavor, toasted the Kellogg way just right. Mighty good for breakfast and mighty good for you. They're whole wheat. Mom knows Kellogg's Shredded Wheat is economical, too. You get 15 biscuits in every package, and they're made to fit the bowl. Ask Mom to get you some Kellogg's Shredded Wheat. And be sure to be with us tomorrow for the thrilling adventures of Superman. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.